Welcome to Restoration Church, located in Goleta, California. To learn more about us, please visit r-church.org. To watch our service or join us via live stream, check out our YouTube channel by searching Restoration Church Goleta.
All right, if you would, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Remain standing for the reading of God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, starting in verse 26. That's on page 960 in the Bibles that are around the room. So if you don't have a Bible, please take that Bible home. That's our gift to you. And but we want you to be able to see what the scriptures actually say. So that's why we have the page number as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, one verse this morning, and I'll explain why in a minute. What then, brothers? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for, what's it say there, church?
Building up.
Please pray with me. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray, Father, that you would be with us now in this place. Lord, we have learned from your scriptures that you have given us gifts. We pray that we could use them according to your will and according to your ways. We desire, Father, that you would build us this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We are in a sermon series right now called Gift, where we are looking at the spiritual gifts. We last week started in with the idea of prophecy. This week was supposed to be prophecy part two. But because it's the first Sunday of the month and I wanted to allow people to give testimony and kind of start living into some of these things, I'm going to hit that next week because there's just no way I could have done that in 10, 15 minutes. There's too much to discuss and talk about. And so this week we are going to simply look at this one scripture and then practice those things to the glory of God and our joy. The reason why we do this, and as Randy hinted, that it's not just on the first Sunday of the month, but we're doing this as a regular thing, so you can get used to being able to hear from God and speak and use the gift that God has given you within a Sunday context. But we do this specifically to remind us, it's a reminder that the church is more than what happens on stage, amen?
Amen.
It has to be, otherwise it's not biblical. Like if it's just what happens here is all church is, and it doesn't have a profound impact on you. And even on a Sunday, when we see the example of what church is like, it's not just about one guy speaking. It's about, it's a part of it. Teaching and preaching is a part of it. Absolutely. Should be a major part of it. We see that in scripture, but it's not just that. And it's not just songs. It's the other people within the congregation using the gift that God has given them to edify one another. Now, what I love about this text is that it says for the building up. Look at this definition up on the screen for the building up. It says to increase the potential of someone, to strengthen, to make more able, to build up. To increase the potential. Who wants some increased potential this morning? Okay. So all of you that raised your hands, I need you to be a part of what it looks like to increase potential. Because that's the cool thing. It's like we're called then to jump into this thing. To not just go, yes, I want to increase potential. Pastor, give me 5 steps to increase my potential. It's like, okay, I might be able to, but it's an interaction with you. It's you stepping into what God has called you to do. Now, this is a Holy Spirit thing. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts. Well, really, the triune God gives us gifts, but we see the spiritual gifts being a part of it. So often we attribute that to the Holy Spirit. And what we need is we need a filling of the Holy Spirit. Amen? I love this when it talks about this idea of notice all the things that we see here. They're in a regard communicatable. So let's go back to our verse again. When you come together, each one has a hymn, So we see singing or worship. We heard a song this morning. A lesson, what you're seeing now. A revelation would be like a prophecy or encouraging word from the Lord. A tongue would be an unknown language, but then you see an interpretation of that tongue, which would be, again, kind of a miraculous word from the Lord. But let all things be for the building up. There's another area in Scripture where it talks about this idea of communicatable encouragement. It's where it's in Ephesians 5, 18 up on the screen. It's a pretty famous verse. It says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Amen? Everybody good with that? Yep. Okay, all right, don't get drunk with wine. But be what?
Filled with the Spirit.
To be filled with the Spirit. Now, to be filled with the Spirit is kind of stepping into something. So we have the Holy Spirit as Christians. But when you say filled, it comes into that idea of immersion, where it's just like there's something that like you kind of, well, when you jump into a pool and go all the way down underneath, there's that you're immersed by the water, right? That's what being filled with the Holy Spirit is that there's not a part of you, there's no room in your life for anything else but God's Spirit. And at the end of the day, that's already true about you. You need to walk into it because oftentimes we place things in our lives. Like we put priority over money and our plans and our expectations, and we don't seek the Lord for direction, and we end up finding ourselves going, man, I still got the Holy Spirit, but I haven't felt his power in a long time. Well, that's why we have things like confession, so that we can remove those things and come back to the gospel, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, let's take a minute. Let's pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That scares some of you? It's like, oh man, we're actually doing this thing? Yes. Don't just agree with my prayer. I want you to start praying as well and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, would you move upon your saints to be immersed in your Spirit right now in Jesus' name? That you would fill us with your Spirit, God. We're fooling ourselves when we think that we can do these things without your power and your presence. Much like a power tool that's not plugged in, we try to use it. Well, you have given us gifts, and we're asking for your power, that your power would come now and ignite and start up those gifts in our lives. So Lord, would you fill us in Jesus' name? Now, we pray to be filled with the Spirit. The Apostle Paul writes, go back to that verse if you would, in Ephesians 5, writes to be filled with the Spirit, which is an imperative, it's a command. Don't get drunk with wine, it's a command, but be filled with the Spirit. But then the next command is very interesting. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody to the Lord with your heart. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing that Paul addresses when he talks about being filled with the Spirit is communication. Be filled with the Spirit. What's the next word? Addressing one another. Isn't that interesting? That a part of being filled with the Holy Spirit isn't just about you, but in communication with others. And then we see some similarities as our text of this morning, that psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks, which we've done, always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see communicatable gifts empowered by the filling of the Holy Spirit to our church. Before we move into testimony, I want to just take a second to pray and listen with this question in mind. And this isn't necessarily, this is for this week, but more urgently right now. How will God use you to build up? And so let's just take a minute to be silent and listen to God and ask this question and then just stop talking for a minute and ask how, like, maybe, hold on. Everybody eyes up here. You know, you guys know God still speaks to his saints, right? Maybe if we stop making our requests so filled with the things that are about us and just listen for a minute, maybe God will speak to you. But I think it's wise of us to create some space. So let's create some space. Ask God, how will you use me today to build up the church? And then listen. What then, church, when you come together? Each one has a hymn, a lesson, revelation, a tongue, or interpretation. Let all things be done for the building up. Let's testify and begin to walk in obedience to what God just told you to do. The lens by which we know if this is something God has asked you to do is it increases the potential of those that are around. For us as a church, builds up, strengthens to make more able.
Thanks for listening in. If you have any questions or need prayer, send us an email at info@r-church.org. Grace and peace.